Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. Welcome back to the Don't You Worry podcast. It's your favorite host, Briley and Britton, and we have got an amazing episode for you guys today. Last week, I was not available to be with us, and Briley, you interviewed your FCA leader, Brooke. Yes. If you've not tuned into that episode yet, it is an amazing one. It's a little bit longer than our normal ones, but it is so worth it. I was listening to it the other day, and her story is so powerful and incredible, encouraging, all of the things. I absolutely enjoyed it so much.
Yeah, it was truly one of my favorite conversations we've done on the podcast. It was just so back and forth. Like, I told her beforehand, I was like, this is not like interview style. I'm just wanting to talk to you and get to know you better. But it was so incredible. Everyone needs to go listen. But today, we're glad to have you back because we are going to talk about something incredible that we've actually been reading a book. I just finished this book literally today as we're recording this. I finished it a couple hours ago. So good. The book is called A Crown That Lasts by Demi Tebow, and her little slogan is, you are not your label. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know Demi Tebow, some of you might know Tim Tebow too, like guys, if you're in sports world and all that. But her and her husband are both incredible Christian influences, role models, absolutely insane. I mean, her story's incredible, and I hate like books that are just so self-help vibe. That was not at
all. Question answered. This is how you should, whatever. No. You know, it's very, hers is very interactive with her story and all of her experiences because honestly, girl has like experienced so much life and she's had so many different, I feel like she can relate to so many different people in so many things that she's gone through. And that's just so cool every time I read it.
Yeah. And the cool thing about her is that, so if you would know her, you might know her because she was Miss South Africa and then went on to be Miss Universe in the pageant world. So like both of us went when we were, I don't know,
we were 10, we were young.
Maybe, I mean, maybe around that age, we went to Miss Tennessee and then we got to see like the whole pageant thing, such a fun experience. So we went with our best friends at the time. And then I remember afterwards, we loved it so much and we were cheering on the girl that won Miss Tennessee. We had like a big watch party with all of our friends and we were like, all right, let's figure out who's Miss America. But Demi ended up being Miss Universe, meaning she won overall, like every country competed. Every country competed and she won. And that was incredible for her. And it lasted about a year and she has a bunch of once in a lifetime opportunities she got to do with that. But her point of this book was like that crown that she had did not last. Yeah. It just went away, you know?
She had to give it on to the next girl who won Miss Universe the next year,
Yes, but her whole point of this book is like there is an eternal crown that all of us can be chasing after, so we need to stop chasing these temporary things in the world. But I just loved her story so much, and I will admit, like, it's probably more of a girl-to-girl kind of book. Like, any girl watching this, I guarantee you should read it.
Yes.
But our content today is for girls and guys. We're going to be talking about confidence. So she talks a lot in this book about where you get your confidence from. And I think this big topic of like identity and confidence, all that is such a big deal in our world. And I really wanted to talk about it because like we're still figuring this out. This is not like a this is how you should live your life kind of episode. This is, we are working through this.
Right. And I mean, especially at this age and season of our life, anywhere, seriously, from elementary school to like college age, any of those times when you're in school, you're still figuring out who you are and who you're identifying with and all of these different things. I feel like identity is such a crazy concept for us to grab sometimes. And the way that she addresses it in this book and the way that she breaks it down into so many different sections that makes it kind of easier for the dumber minds. But honestly, it is such a wide concept. So then breaking it down, we're going to help you guys break it down in these few episodes too. And we're not just going to give you the spoilers from the book.
Yes.
Definitely read it because she's got so many different funny stories, deep stories, all the things.
Yeah. So in my mind, there are three different types of confidence. There's people confidence, which is like obviously getting your confidence from other people or even from comparison to other people, which is a really bad trap. Or you can have self-confidence, which the world tells you should have a lot of, like hype yourself up, you know. Or there's God confidence. And obviously, if you can't tell where we're going with this, like the end result is we should have God confidence. But I want to talk about people confidence first. So before we talk about comparison, I want to talk about the affirmation side of it. So like if you're getting your confidence from other people, you're seeking affirmation from them, right? Mm-hmm. Where have you dealt with that in your life? Have you ever tried to get affirmation from others where you're building your confidence from how others see you or approval from others?
Yeah, I really have with a lot of a different variety of people. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes it can honestly come from like parents. Mm-hmm. I think I've done that a lot before, or even you, like if I'm doing something and I'm kind of unsure about it or indecisive, like, is this actually really good or whatever? Then I think I'll ask, you know, my parents, I'll be like, hey, is this good? This is a really bad analogy. Like, I'm just trying to think of something on the spot. But, you know, if you try something new, or I've been into like doing my own nails and trying out different things with that, which has been crazy. And like, if I'll do my own nails and I'm like, oh, is this a cute pattern? Is this a cute design? Whatever. So then I'll ask you, or I'll ask mom, dad, whatever, people's opinions. And I'm like, is this good? Like, I'm seeking that affirmations from you. I don't actually have the confidence in that in myself. Mm-hmm. I don't see my opinion on it. I think something along those lines, if that relates at all to what you were saying.
Right. No, I think that's obviously a silly small example, but like the overall thought of that is just things that you do like to be creative and things that you're producing, I guess, then you obviously are trying to seek affirmation from others saying like, is this as good as I think it is, you know? And then for me, I think one way that I've experienced this a lot, even lately, I took a break from social media because I was like, this is distracting me. This is too much of my time. And also I read a verse that actually Brooke, the girl that was on our last episode that I interviewed, she gave me this verse at FCA camp. And I really did not read it. I read it like once and then stuffed it in my Bible or whatever. And when I got back home, I read it. And it was in Psalms. It was talking about the Lord is my portion and not these other things. So then I read through the Psalms and I was like, okay, let me dig deeper into like where this verse was at. And as I was digging through, I just thought like, I cannot have my portion and my acceptance, my affirmation. It can't be coming from social media. And no matter how hard you try, like social media is addicting. And I'm the kind of person that like, I've never been a big social media girl until the last couple of years. And I just decided, I was like, I can't do this. Like, I'm just going to have to put it away for a couple of weeks. And honestly, it was so good because coming back to it now, I realize something so beautiful. Like, first of all, your likes, your shares, your all of that. You could have 1 million followers or delete your account. And it literally, like, it doesn't matter. Either way, there's still so much. That doesn't give you anything. Now, I think your influence lasts. So, like, if you're an influencer and you are changing people or putting your influence out there for the good, like,
or letting God use you to relate to other people.
Like,
use all those experiences to then change other people's lives. Yes. Then that's a great opportunity.
I'm not hating on it at all. Like, some people wouldn't even know that we have a podcast without Instagram or YouTube or whatever the things are. Like, that's how people are seeing it. So I am absolutely all for social media stuff. But I just realized, like, I can't be seeking affirmation from other people. It can't be like a, how many likes am I getting? How many followers am I getting? That can't be where my confidence is coming from. And it can't be all I'm spending my time with. And now it's so much more freeing, like, when I get on Instagram or YouTube or whatever, because I look at it and I'm like, I see the things that my friends are doing and I look at, like, the updates. But then I'm like, okay, now I'm bored. Like, because it's just, I've seen the ultimate impact that like it's not long term at all.
Yeah, I think another thing that kind of came to me, I sometimes if like people are reading their Bibles or doing devotions and getting closer with the Lord or whatever, then they'll start telling their friends about it. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but they're telling their friends, or like, I mean, I've even done this. Like, I'll read a verse or whatever, and I'll be like telling my friends, hey, this really impacted me, whatever. But then I'm also trying to seek something from them, be like, oh, I'm so proud for you reading your Bible. Yeah. Even though when you should be, like, the Bible literally says to do things in secret and not be like showing the world, like, I'm such a good person, or like trying to get other people to brag on you and then give you more of that boost. Because sometimes, like we've talked about before, about the camp speaker that was saying, you know, when you do those spiritual things and you read your Bible and you pray more and you deepen your relationship with God, then you don't get that immediate reaction. You don't get that immediate reward mm-hmm. from people. So then we're trying to go get it ourselves, mm-hmm. which is something that is really hard to do, because then you won't get like the reward in heaven for it.
Yeah, I think what you were saying, like if something sticks out to you and God mm-hmm. speaks to you, then share that with somebody. Yeah. Like that's a powerful thing. But also you can't be like, oh, I read my Bible today, just mm-hmm. for people to be like, good job, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's not the kind right. of affirmation we should be getting. And mm-hmm. another big part of people confidence is comparison. Mm-hmm. I think this is such a huge trap that I have fallen into, you have fallen into. Pretty much every girl for sure I know has fallen yeah. into this. I can't speak for every guy, but I know for sure, like, it's such a big thing with tons of different things. I mean, it could be the way you perform, the way you look, the way you do, I mean, anything in life. So, like, what's a big area in your life that you feel like you've compared people, you've compared yourself to other people in?
Definitely with dance. I have especially done it recently mm-hmm. because, you know, I am dancing now, and I'm so thankful that I'm dancing with the girls that I'm with, because, you know, I'm close with them, whatever. But I think a lot of them have been dancing since they were like 3 years old. And I started dance a little bit later. I started in like third grade or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so I've been doing it for a while. I'm not super new to it, but they obviously have had that more experience. And they've also been with the same teacher that now I'm with for their entire life. Right. I've had different teachers and I've had different experiences with that. And I think in my mind that sets me back a lot. And if I can't get my leg up as high in a move, or if I can't get down all the way into my splits one day, if I, you know, wobble more than they do, if I like lose my balance more, then I automatically think negatively on myself. And I don't just think about myself as a dancer. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking I have to be as good as them, or I have to be as good as the girl that I'm dancing with right now, or whenever we do like moves across the floor, then I have to match the same level of advanced mm-hmm. skills as the girl that I'm dancing with. And that's just so hard to get into, because then now it's become my natural thought. Yeah. And I'm having to like fight this. Literally last week, I was at a dance camp intensive all week long, and I was doing it constantly. I mean, literally constantly in every single class, because, you know, we do a lot of different classes, but I seriously think so lowly of myself in those situations, instead of looking at myself, where was I yesterday and where am I today? Mm-hmm. Like, can I touch the floor further today than I could a few weeks ago? I don't think about my own progress, and mm-hmm. I should, because that should make me more confident. And when you have more confidence in yourself, dancing, performing, with anything, like with acting, with musical theater, with mm-hmm. whatever it is, singing, for me, it's specifically dancing, but anything performance-wise, if you have confidence, you're going to walk with your shoulders pushed back. You're going to walk with your head yeah. held high, and people are going to want to look at you if you're confident in yourself on the dance floor. Mm-hmm. You know, my dance teacher always says, don't look at the floor while you're dancing. There's mm-hmm. nothing there for you to look at. Like, nobody is going to want to look at the girl who's ashamed to be on stage.
Right.
So that's definitely an area where I struggle comparing myself to the girls around me, mm-hmm. even if I'm better than some of, or I wouldn't say better, because like, even if I have more experience, right. It's like, it's a different way to navigate that. But if I have more experience than some of the girls that are younger than me, or whatever that may be, I don't need to then get my confidence from that either. Yeah. It can go both ways.
Yeah. And I think there's a lot of different ways you compare yourself. So mm-hmm. like, I've compared myself probably to every friend I've ever had over
definitely.
The years. Like, everyone does it. You always compare yourself to something. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, this friend is smarter than me. This friend is way more athletic than me. This friend is a lot skinnier than me.
Hello, at beach camp, I literally got, all of my friends get tan and yes. I burned so bad. I literally was comparing myself to all of them, because I was like, everybody's just so much darker than me and I'm just so white.
Yeah, right. And we've even compared to each other all of our lives. I mean, because we have different qualities and we play off of each other mm-hmm. really well. But you might be like, wow, you're so much better at me than this. But then I'm like, yeah, but you can do a million pushups in like 2 minutes and I can't do that. Like, it's back and forth. Right. Like, for instance, I had been running for a while. Mm-hmm. I need to get back on that. But
I had not.
I had been running and you were like, you went on a run with me. Yeah. And you were like, no, absolutely not. Like, I can't do this.
I literally ran like a half. We were on the track and yeah. you were over here running multiple laps. I ran like a fourth, not. I probably ran a couple laps and then I was like, I'm done. Yeah. I literally can't do this.
Yeah. And then you were saying like, oh, I wish I could be as fast as you or not as fast. I wish I could how like have as much endurance yeah. as you. But then I was like, okay, but I can't do near as many pushups as you. And it was something like that. We could both work towards getting to the other ones. We just don't care. But also like things growing up, you honestly have been like, man, I wish my legs were bigger like yours. Oh, or yeah. I was like, I wish my legs were smaller like yours.
Literally,
you know? Yeah. Like, it's something like that that, like, if we're being so honest, definitely we just compare, physical, especially so girls. Much. Girls compare each other physically all the time. And, like, I hate to break it to you and hate to break it to myself, but there's always going to be a girl skinnier. There's always going to be a girl bigger. There's always going to be one that's more athletic, one that's more pretty in the eyes of whoever. But that is not where you're – that's the hard part is if you're constantly comparing yourself – then there's no win. Like, you can't get anywhere because, yeah, maybe that person is stronger. Yeah, yeah, maybe that person is smarter. Like, you can't do anything about that. Right. So then your confidence is just going to fail if it's rooted in this comparison.
Yeah, because honestly, with girls, there's so many different qualities.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that guys aren't, like, unique. But
yeah.
with girls, you know, you can have blonde hair, brown mm-hmm. hair, red hair, blue eyes, green eyes. Like, there's so many different combinations, literally. But I think we're losing sight of the fact that we are unique.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be encouraging to us. Like,
yeah.
I know one thing. Honestly, this kind of probably sounds really dumb. But a lot of girls in my grade specifically, they have really long hair
mm-hmm.
and they, maybe it's not super long, but like they have long hair. And I mean, I know a few girls with short hair, but like my hair's really short.
Yeah.
And something like that, I'm like, okay, well, if what if I can't get it into as high of a ponytail without mm-hmm. half of it hanging down off my back, then I've compared myself even in that situation. Yeah. Like there's so many different things, but like, my hairstyle is a part mm-hmm. of me that makes me me. Like, I feel like my short hair is, you know, it's sassy. Yeah. It's colorful. It's me. It's so feisty. Like, that's who God has created me to be uniquely. And that's what makes me different and set apart from other people. So I wouldn't want to just be exactly like somebody else, even though I might want to have some of those qualities.
I was listening to a podcast the other day, mm-hmm. and this is a really simple example. I'm sure people have heard of this before. But it reminded me, like, when you're running a race, for anybody that's ever run before, you'll know what I'm talking about. When you're running a race, you are in your lane. And the second you look over to compare your speed, compare your time to somebody else, you get off track. Right. You're off in your own world. You slow down. So every time you look over to compare yourself, mm-hmm. then you're just going back. But yeah. if you just focus on where you're at, where your journey is, then you will go a lot faster when you're not trying to compare to others. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't focus on others. Like, that's a completely different, yeah. that's a completely different analogy. But like the comparison factor, you can't turn left and right for that. And then another type of confidence we talked about is self-confidence, mm-hmm. which I feel like is a lot of appearance and performance yeah. based. And even like mentally, just how you talk to yourself. We've both struggled with this before of just like, we'll get in a situation where we think we're not as, I mean, we do it sometimes when we feel not as pretty, but also like that comes and
that
goes.
That varies every yeah. day.
That's like, especially for girls, we're like up and down.
Up and down.
We can feel super
emotional
attractive.
Emotional roller coaster.
Feel super attractive. And then we're like, wow, I'm like real ugly today. But other than that, like in a performance setting, it could be if you're really good at like academics, maybe you get a bunch of A's in a row and then you get a 70 on a test and you feel defeated.
Yeah.
It could be something like that. But also just things that we do back and forth where maybe like we've both been learning how to strengthen our golf game over the last couple weeks. If you're not watching
sure
the
have.
YouTube, if you're not watching the YouTube, you should have seen her face.
My
just
eye
now.
Just twitched. I'm twitching.
Yeah. But both of us in that setting, like, for you, you were saying the other day, like, I can't do this over and over yeah. again. I can't do this. And honestly, both of us have things we'll do where we're like, I'm just so stupid. And then the other person will be like, why would you say that about yourself? And especially like mom and dad have even told us before, like, you are not going to call my daughter stupid. And I'm like, that is so powerful because imagine our Heavenly Father, like our Heavenly Father that created us. He created everything about us. He knew us before we were born, and we're calling his creation stupid.
Yeah. Cause like, when you think about it in like as a sculptor or a potter or whatever, think about the creator of that.
Yeah.
And they made it. And like if somebody, if one of your friends came up to you and they had created something in whatever, like, I don't know, a birdhouse, for example, none of my friends have ever created a birdhouse. Why did that pop into my head? I don't know. But like, let's say they come up to you and be like, look, I made this. Like, what do you think about it? You're not going to be like, that looks so stupid.
Right.
Like, that's not something that you would say unless you're an absolute jerk.
If it's not how you would talk to somebody else, then quit talking to yourself like that. And that's something we have to tell ourselves over and over again. But that's another thing is self-confidence comes and goes. If we trust in our own emotions and our own feelings to feel confident, you're never going to feel confident because you're never going to feel enough, or you're never going to feel like you're measuring up, you're not good enough, whatever. But the main part we're trying to get to today is that there is a confidence that is everlasting, and it's if you put your confidence in God. And I know that's like, okay, yeah, but what does that mean? Yeah.
Because I think sometimes a lot of people will think about having the confidence in yourself is the right thing.
Yeah.
When,
especially in the world.
I mean, yes, you need to have self-confidence and not have that like negative self-talk, but it's also what we were talking about in the like little love series that we did. You have to love yourself instead of having confidence in yourself, because we're human. We're going to mess up. So you can't always build your confidence on that, because that's fluctuating. And God is constant. Sorry if I got ahead of you.
You're good. No, I was actually going to say a point on that. Like, I don't think people confidence and self-confidence are bad.
Right.
I think you should surround yourself with people that
encourage you,
that encourage you and bring out the confidence in you. And I think you should look in the mirror and feel confident in yourself. I don't think, especially like, imagine you get all dressed up for like prom or something. Like, yeah, you should feel confident in yourself. That's a normal thing. But you can't have your confidence rooted in that.
Right.
It's got to be rooted in God confidence. And it, as Demi said in this book, God confidence is about trusting God is who he says he is. And you can find who he says he is in his word. Mm-hmm. And our strength, our purpose, our hope, our confidence, all of it comes from him alone. Like our strength, I mean, we can do nothing without him. I don't know if people like comprehend this all the time, but genuinely, like, I would not be breathing if it were not for God right now.
His breath in our lungs.
Yeah.
Hello.
So like strength, but also hope. Like,
because
both of us have accepted the gift of Jesus, we have hope that we're going to live forever. So like, I could get hit by a car tomorrow and I will be okay. Like,
gosh, that took a turn.
But like, we just have a hope that other people don't have. If you are not a Christian, you don't have that hope.
Seriously. And I think a lot of pastors and people who like use this analogy a lot, it's like, well, what's your biggest fear? I feel like a lot of people will say death. Well, Christians don't have to even fear death, because death is just the gateway to heaven. It's the gateway to a better place. In fact, I'm looking forward.
And I think a big thing is that we're also worried about like, what's my purpose?
Right.
And yes, I believe that every person has a specific calling. You have a specific purpose. And I believe through a lot of like studying God's word, we may even talk about it in the next couple episodes, that you are going to find your purpose like that. But also, we have a purpose just as children of God to love God, love people, to have a servant heart, serve
make disciples,
others.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll probably do an episode on this. So I won't dive too much into it, but all of those things come from God alone. And something really cool that I don't know if you've gotten to in the book yet, but she talked about kind of going back to the comparison thing. Comparison and self-confidence, people confidence, all of these things are basically surrounded by you're trying to fit in. You're trying to fit in with the world, with your group, with your sports team, whatever it may be. And fitting in is fake, but belonging is real. So fitting in, trying to do all of these things throughout the world, like you are basically trying to conform. The term fitting in means you're trying to conform to those around you, and you're trying to make sure you have the right thing to say, you have the right way to act. But if you are belonging truly to God, then your God-given purpose, your God-given personality is going to come out of you. And it's going to be so beautiful, because then you're going to belong, hopefully with a group of people that you can find a good community, and mm-hmm. you will just encourage each other and build each other up. I know if anyone follows Sadie Robertson Huff and her Live Original ministry, this is like a big thing that she focuses on, is that she says she spent so much time saying, like, quit comparing to your sisters, and instead celebrate your sisters. Right. Like, we are all God's creation, so we should be celebrating each other. And another thing with the fitting in is that fitting in is rooted in fear, mm-hmm. but belonging is rooted in love. Because fitting in, I mean, you are literally trying to fit in because you have a fear that you're not going to. Mm-hmm. You have a fear that you're going to be left out, or that
or
you're
that
not going to...
Or that other people will judge you. Yeah.
Yeah, that you're not going to be cool, that you're not going to be loved or accepted or not popular enough, whatever it may be. I mean, we've both experienced this. I'm not like downgrading it at all.
No, seriously. Like, I experience it literally every week, and especially when school's going to go back.
Yeah.
And I don't have a bunch of my close-knit friends in all my classes, then I'm going to have to branch out, and I'm going to try to conform to the world again. Like, it's seriously something that even we battle with every single day. And I think back to what you were saying about your purpose, and when you fulfill your God-given purpose and personality and all of those things, I think, yes, you have your own personality and you have your own uniqueness to you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have your own voice, all those things that make you you. But also, when you're rooted in God's confidence, then all of the fruit of the Spirit are going to come out in your life.
Right.
And you don't see any of the fruit of the Spirit being like depression, anxiety.
Yeah.
No, it's like you're going to be patient. And like you said about us being on the golf course, heck, I need patience left and right. And like, you're also going to be producing more joy. Mm-hmm. So people automatically want to be around you, and love. People want, the whole reason of fitting in is mm-hmm. people want to be loved. People want to be accepted in a specific group or in a specific setting, whatever it is. So if you have that, like, God love, people mm-hmm. are attracted to it. If they decide to push that away, that's on them. But, you know, people are automatically going to be drawn to it because it's a human desire.
Well, because I think the worst thing about fitting in and trying to feel like you're enough mm-hmm. and trying to whatever is that we're all thinking that, and we're thinking it so much that we're forgetting the fact that, like, we are so valuable mm-hmm. and we're just throwing that out the window because we think that all of us are, you know, whatever, main character. But the whole part about belonging, what I was about to say was, belonging means embracing who God created you to be and surrounding yourself with others that are going to do the same. And that's going to leave you, like, humbly confident. You're not going to be prideful about it. You're not going to be like, oh, I'm so confident, I'm going to do this and this and this. Like, it's not a prideful thing. It's a humble, like, okay, I know who I am in God. I know that He created me to be who I am today. Mm-hmm. And that leaves no room for judgment or comparison, any of that. Like, our confidence comes from our King and Him alone. He's the one that created us. So I think overall, like, all of these different comparison traps or people confidence, self-confidence, whatever it is that you are dealing with in general, if it's a body image thing, like, take those things, take those confidence things every day. You have to do this literally every day because, as we said, it's going to come up.
Right.
And you've got to replace that for a God confidence statement. Mm-hmm. So, like, I wrote down one that she actually shared in the book, that it may be something that you're talking about, self-confident, you don't feel like you're pretty enough. Mm-hmm. Or people confidence, you think this person looks better than me, this person is stronger than me, all these different things. But then you can replace those lies with the God confidence that Psalm 139, 13 through 14 says, "You knit me just right inside my mother's body. Everything you do is marvelous. I am perfectly made." If everything our Creator does is marvelous and He created us perfectly, then we have no room for those lies that's like, you know, I'm not good enough. Throw that out.
Yeah. I mean, like, counter whatever thought it is, like, use that argument to it and use scripture, though. Like, mm-hmm. don't just be like, oh, this is what God would say. You don't specifically know what God would say unless you look in the scripture.
Yeah.
Like, something that it was just a saying that I heard a few years ago. It was, you are smarter than you think, you are braver than you believe, you are stronger than you may seem, and you're loved more than you know. Because mm-hmm. all of those statements are truth. And in a really hard season in my life where I was dealing with a lot of, like, mental things where I was specifically talking down on myself, I had to remind myself of that so many times because, you know, whenever I would be trying to lift more weights and do more stuff and I was like hurting, you know, sore all the time, like I wasn't giving my body a break, mm-hmm. then I had to stop and think like, oh, I'm not strong enough. Like, I just need to be stronger. I'm not strong enough. Then I would have to think, well, you're stronger than you may seem. Like,
yeah.
you can do these push-ups and you can do all of these in a row. Like, you have to think about the truth and what backs up the truth. Because yeah. then another thing, when you back it up with the truth from scripture, then you learn more about God and you mm-hmm. learn more about yourself. And then you deepen your relationship with him. And it's such a beautiful moment
yeah.
when you finally realize that and then have your confidence in God.
Yeah, I think the two takeaways today, whether you are somebody that is struggling with a confidence thing right now, whether it's physical or comparing yourself to other people or whatever it may be, I think whether you're doing that or if you are perfectly fine, you're like, I am confident in who God says I am. Either way, you need to be filling your mind with scripture and not just in a sense of open your Bible so that I'm a good girl today and open my Bible so that I am going to go to heaven and I'm going to,
like,
that's
Brooke
not
was saying,
how those things
yeah.
work. Yeah. Like, it's not a checklist thing. It's open your Bible to see the truth, mm-hmm. open your Bible to love God and know him more and see more about him. So whatever season you're in, I encourage you to dive into some scripture today and just take, even if it's not something you do a lot, maybe take one chapter or 10 verses or 2 verses and just really dive in and see, okay, who is God and who does he say I am? Mm-hmm. And then that will come up when you are trying to battle with these confidence things and you will be able to root your confidence in the one who created you.
Yes, that is such a powerful truth. I hope you guys can take that and use that in your lives and really just let it impact you and let it impact those around you.
Yeah.
And this was such a great conversation. I absolutely love this book. Once again, if you
so
don't,
good.
If you've never read it before, I definitely recommend.
Yeah.
And we will be kind of diving into this topic of identity and how to navigate that in our world today into the next few weeks. But
yes.
thank you guys for tuning in with us and we will see you back next week.